Okay, friends, thank you for joining me, Rakua, your host of Friends on the Podcast, as I reflect on episode 4. This episode is dedicated to all the evolved or emotionally blocked humans for whom jealousy does not exist. Your love's like ecstasy, I'm overdosed, I'm overdosed. Reflections, jealousy among heart thieves. It's funny that the jealousy episode didn't really have any deep conversations about jealous rage fests filled with property destruction or 273D calls to 911, because apparently none of the hosts have jealous tendencies. I don't know. I felt like maybe everybody was understating their feelings a little bit, but you know, maybe not. I know I was trying to be honest with myself and like rack my brain to really figure out if I don't care. And I had a hard time coming up with examples of jealousy. I'll have to explore that deeper with a therapist at some point, because it probably speaks to the emotional walls that I've constructed that don't allow me to care enough about the person to feel jealous. Or maybe we can explore the conceit that comes with being considered beautiful and thinking you have enough options not to dwell on one, and thus the need for jealousy doesn't exist. But that's neither here nor there. As a matter of fact, I did end up coming up with a situation where I remembered being jealous. So I was at this high school dance, right? So me and my best friend at the time went to this dance together. I danced a little here and there. She, on the other hand, was very advanced and she had a giant booty, which of course was coveted by high school boys. So she stayed surrounded the whole night and gave out plenty of dirty wine dances. So, of course, there was this guy that I had a longtime crush on. Like, we were juniors and I had been crushing probably since freshman year, but I wasn't really ready to talk to boys at that point, and I would have wanted him to pursue me anyway, so he remained a crush. Now, of course, my bestie knew all about my long lingering stares and wistful encounters and wishful daydreams. So it was much to my chagrin when I caught her dancing, no, grinding, no, humping my would-be boo. I was devastated, really. I couldn't believe the betrayal. The wave of jealousy and anger and sadness and annoyance really just flooded me like a high tide at Mont Saint-Michel in Normandy. I watched her gyrating hips as my eyes fought the swell of tears that threatened to spill, and I was just incredulous. I mean, how could she do that? I held on to it for the rest of the night, but I had to bring it up once our ride arrived and we were making our way back home together. I can't remember the whole exact scenario now because it's been like over a decade, but I do recall her not even taking any kind of responsibility or caring how much it hurt me. Come to think of it, maybe that moment scarred me forever. Maybe that's the reason I don't give two flying freeze balls now about what someone does. Maybe. Do you remember the first time you got that feeling of romantic jealousy? Okay, maybe that high school story was a little elementary, but I can't help the way I felt, right? It seems a little silly now, but I don't know. I feel like maybe that silliness is kind of characteristics of many moments of jealousy in general. I think it's just like rooted in one's own insecurities more so than any misdeeds by somebody else. So it really just comes down to working out whatever those things are so you can see your boyfriend asking the waiter for a water refill and not yell accusations about him trying to leave you for this chick. You know? Now, I'm not saying that all jealousy is irrational, but I do feel that taking some moments to break down the logic of a situation before reacting would be advisable to jumping to conclusions due to that influx of the green-eyed monster. Historically, though, for me, maneuvering around other people's jealousy has proven to be more of an issue than managing mine. I've been in a couple of situations where the guy I was seeing was super jealous and possessive and controlling, and those are the type of people you really just have to avoid. Successful relationships are very much built on trust, and I'd argue a bit of freedom. Neither of those things are possible if you have someone who is constantly accusing and restricting. I've also been in a couple of situations where the guy I was friends with had a jealous partner. It's been a lot of months since that incident I discussed in the episode with the coming to me as a woman incident, but I still don't think I've quite reconciled my feelings about the situation. So here's a little update. We've since mended our friendship a little bit, me and the guy, not me and her, but I think that the closeness we once had is probably permanently severed. I don't know. I haven't spoken with her at all since it all went down, and I think they're still on pretty rocky ground. I'm just kind of keeping my distance in respect for their relationship and in preservance of my own sanity and morality. In general, I think I've also tried to be more responsible about how I interact with guy friends. I took some of the advice from my co-hosts on how they would handle responding to their taken friends' subtle flirtations, and I applied to the various scenarios that I find myself in from time to time. Well, anyway, let us know some of your moments of weakness. What is the most jealous you have ever been? Also, when was the last time you felt those jealousy tingles? Have you ever been confronted for something you did by someone who got jealous about it? Drop us a comment, leave us a voice note, or send us a DM at Chill in the Friend Zone on Instagram. We love to interact with our friends. In the meantime, stay tuned for next week's reflection. Peace. Bodies on the floor. Bodies on the floor. Bodies on the floor.